Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And it is my pleasure to bring in Gilchrist County Sheriff Bobby Schultz. Sheriff, good morning. How you doing?
Doing great, Bob, on this great day, and so grateful that we're not speaking Japanese or German or any other language our adversaries would want us to be speaking today.
The 11th day of the 11th month, Veterans Day, and yes, we are very, very thankful for all of our veterans and those currently serving, no doubt about it. We should give more than one day, but this is the day we really try to focus. And if memory serves me well, didn't you spend some time in Afghanistan?
I did. I get asked all the time. I spent about 18 months. I was a civilian police mentor, advisor back in from 2008 to 2009, and I spent some time on the Pakistan-Afghan border with elements of the 10th Mountain, 101st Airborne, and 82nd Airborne. And like I said, I have lots of respect for those men and women who sign on the dotted line, and just very grateful for the time I got to spend with them, and even more so grateful that there's people that do it voluntarily.
Do you have a lot of folks that work for you at the sheriff's office that are veterans?
You know, we do. Roughly the average police officers or deputy sheriffs in law enforcement now is about 6%, and or actually 14%, and we're pretty close to that. We have right under 80 employees right now, and then we probably have close to 20. That are military veterans. So we're very proud of that fact.
Yeah, and I would imagine that if you have military experience, you know, you understand, you know, rank, command, the chain of command, things like that. Is it helpful?
It is. You know, we're paramilitary and law enforcement officers. We have a rank structure. We have a chain of command. We have certain policy procedures that we got to go by. So military personnel are used to that. They're used to that transition. They understand that what that means of having a chain of command, and they're just used to those type of things that law enforcement has to do when it comes to, again, the command structure and the mission that we have to do.
You know, I just was thinking about, you know, PTSD, this high suicide rate we have of veterans, just absolutely awful. We need to try to address that as a nation for sure. But, you know, if you had high stress, you know, combat situations and what have you, and then you transition into law enforcement, well, it's not like all of a sudden you got low stress, is it?
It's not. And that's one of the things, that's one of the challenges. And it's a positive as well. A lot of these veterans nowadays, where they're coming back from overseas, and they're, again, they're combat veterans, and so they're used to dealing with high stress situations, and they come here, and unfortunately, in the world we live in today, every day can be a very stressful situation, and they seem to take that stress a lot better. The other side of that, you have to be mindful of this isn't a combat zone that we're living in, and we are in America, and so not all things has to result in the way that they did overseas. So it's a challenge. It's a plus and a I won't say a minus, but certainly a challenge.
Well, what about when it comes to just in general recruiting and retention for your sheriff's office? But specifically, have you filled the positions at the new jail?
We have, and actually we have a number of veterans there in the jail. A lot of them come back home, and they miss the camaraderie of the military. And one of the jobs out there that they can get that fulfillment and that piece is either corrections or the law enforcement side. So yes, sir, we are filled at the jail, and we're proud to say that, you know, some of these veterans who want to apply, we have a place for them if we have a place open for them.
Well, being a less populated community in general, Gilchrist County, law enforcement is stretched. You've got to cover a lot of different areas. But there's also the idea in this small town, it seems like people tend to be patriotic, tend to support law enforcement. Do you find that is the case in Gilchrist County?
Yeah, they're very patriotic. I tell people all the time, we're just blessed to live in this area of the country. They support law enforcement. They certainly support the military. We are probably one of the few out there right now that I know of. Actually, this morning they're having a Veterans Day parade, which we will all participate in. It's in Trenton, downtown Trenton, starting at 10 a.m. And they come out for a parade here, but they certainly love their veterans, and we're blessed that they love law enforcement. But again, today is about those men and women who signed on a dotted line, or when their number was called, they didn't run, they didn't cower down, they showed up, and we just very grateful in Gilchrist County for our veterans and for all that they do for us, and standing between the wolf that's knocking at our door and the good people. We're just very blessed to be here and have those men and women who've done that for us.
Very well said. And just a quick question about the parade itself. You said it begins in Trenton at 10 a.m. Will that result in any major roads being closed for people that are traveling through the area?
Thank you, Bob, for bringing up that question. There will be. We will be shutting down U.S. 129 for the duration, and there will be detours. We ask you to pay attention if you're coming east to west on 26. There may be some delays, but there'll be detours where you can get to 129 and get to where you want. The parade itself usually lasts around 30 minutes or so, so it's not a huge parade. But if you're going to be late for something, if you're going to be just a little bit
you want people to plan accordingly, be good managers of time, and there's no penalty for being early.
Yeah, and if you're going to be inconvenienced, there's probably not a better reason to be inconvenienced as a community comes together and they support and thank those men and women who served our country.
Well, Gilchrist County, you guys did a great job, helped to lead part of our parade, Bikers on Parade, and your citizens, pulled over on the side of the road. Nobody seemed annoyed, a sense of respect, knowing it was for the veterans, and just a great experience overall traveling through your county.
Well, that's a good point, is when people come to our county and when they see the amount of respect, whether it be a funeral procession, whether it be these groups that are coming through honoring our military, our law enforcement, or other great causes, they get off the road here. And it's not unusual on any of those type of things for people to get out of their car and they'll put their hand over their heart, or they will just, again, show the respect. And if there wasn't any other reason to know that living in North Central Florida is the place to be, is that. And a lot of folks that come from up north or down south, they don't understand why we're doing it or why people do it. And I said, you will if you live here just long enough. You'll understand and you'll be part of that culture.
That's right.
That's awesome.
And you continue to protect all of that. And we appreciate it. Gilchrist County Sheriff Bobby Schultz, have a safe and blessed day, my friend.
You too. And again, thank you to all the veterans out there who have served our country. We love you and God bless. And we've always got your say.
Right on.
Nice.
That's Trenton, 10 a.m. for their Veterans Day parade plan accordingly, if you're going to be using 129 around that time.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok's Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.